Nathan Foy is the Services Marketing Officer for Guide Dogs Cymru.
So my role is really about making sure people know what services Guide Dogs offer all over Wales so that we can better help them. Now, we have just launched a brand new service called Tech for All. It's for children and young people up to the age of 18. And it's where we will provide a free device, either an Apple iPad or an Apple iPhone. And this will belong to the child or the young person as their device. So there's two things to look at here. One is actually we know how powerful it can be for blind and partially sighted people to have access to a device. It helps with communication, learning, and for young people nowadays, it's just so important that they have access to the same things as their friends. And plus, there's powerful apps that we can use to help us read things. There's so many apps that I use just to help me out. You know, I don't necessarily have to rely on them, but they just make my life a lot easier. To offer access to a young person with sight loss that at an early age, we know is really, really powerful. So the other part of it is that children, when they're at school or college, you know, secondary school, anything like that, they often get all the devices that they need in school to learn, but they can't take them home. So this would be a device that they keep with them and they can take it to school and they can bring it home. But they can set it up with all of the accessibility features that they need. Because it may be that, you know, your parent has an iPad that they'll let you use. But if you go on there and you turn on invert colours and the, you know, mega zoom, and then they ask for the iPad back and they look at it and they just, what have you done to this thing? You know, and they can't turn off the features, and then it becomes a problem. Or if you've got siblings that you have to share a device with, you know, they don't necessarily want your Zoom on it or, you know, the voiceover. How do I turn this voiceover thing off? You know, so if it's yours, you set it up however you want and then you can use it. So it's really simple to register to get one of these devices. It's all online. You can just go to guidedogs.org.uk/tech for all and you can apply online. Now, it's very simple to be eligible. You can be registered blind or partially sighted or severe sight loss or sight impaired, or you can be eligible to be registered, because there are some children and young people who are not yet registered, but they are receiving support for their sight loss or they're going through the process of registration. So you could have what we call a QTVI, so a qualified teacher of vision impairment. They could write a supporting letter that just says that this person has sight loss, but they're not registered. And that would be enough. And you can take a photo of that letter or your CVI and you upload that as part of your application. And it's very, very simple. It's all done online. If a family doesn't have access to the internet, you know, we can support them to apply. But it's just a really simple way for people to get access to a completely free device. And this goes up to the age of 18. The only thing to say is that you must be in secondary school to apply for the iPhone. But from what we've seen of applications so far, most people are looking for an iPad, which I think with the screen being bigger is probably better for most people with sight loss. You can live anywhere in the UK, so you must be UK resident. And as long as you're applying for someone who is under 18, that's all you need. So it is the parents that need to apply, which might be difficult. You've got a 17-year-old that wants to apply for their own device, but it's just because we're offering these devices to anyone from the age of 3, I think, to 18. So majority of people, it would be the parents applying for the young person. Guide Dogs ourselves, we don't hold these devices to send out. The contracts we have are with BT and Apple, and we just tell them where to send it. So they're essentially ready, waiting to go. And one thing just to make people aware that this isn't money that would have ever been spent on the Guide Dog service. So this is a pot of money that was made available that was completely separate to anything that we would spend on our Guide Dog service. So, you know, I don't want people to think that providing these devices is then meaning that we're not providing as many dogs as we could or anything like that. It's a completely separate pot of money. And it's to do with our increasing range of children's services that some people just don't really know about. And because we're called guide dogs, people think the only thing we do is guide dogs and don't necessarily always understand the full range of children's services that we have.
Once you receive one, do you keep it then as long as you need it? Would you just take that device with you throughout your time at school?
Well, essentially, the device is yours once you've got it. So you just use it for as long as it's usable. Eventually, I think Apple tend to stop supporting older devices. So I think these devices work for a very long time. And I've got an old iPad that I got in 2011 that my kids still use now, because the games and things on it still work absolutely fine. So from my own experience, I wouldn't worry too much that the device becomes unusable very quickly. But certainly in the meantime, you know, these devices, they're absolutely brilliant. You know, I'd be lost without my iPhone and my iPad. If somebody would like to apply for one of the devices for Tech for All for a child or a young person up to the age of 18, they can go to the Guide Dogs website and apply directly there, which is guidedogs.org.uk/tech4all, so TECHFORALL. Or if you need help with your application, then you can phone the Guide Dogs guideline, which is 0800 7811 444. So the guideline can help you with your application, but you'll still need to provide the same information that you would for your online application.
Nathan Foy, Services Marketing Officer for Guide Dogs Cymru. To apply, go to guidedogs.org.uk/tech4all or call the Guide Dogs Guideline on 0800 7811 444.